Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Teresa Giudice reveals where she stands with Joe and Melissa after the explosive reunion.
I don't care. I'll take all the bullets you want. You know, all the bullets that he, you know, wants to say, I'll take it. I don't even care.
Real Housewives of Atlanta star Drew Sidora opens up about if she really trusts her husband after the assistant scandal.
We just try to work through it. You know, we're not willing just to throw in our marriage. We've got three beautiful children. But every day is not perfect. You know, marriage is hard. It's a roller coaster. And I think I'm just willing to show that.
Plus, Sheree Whitfield on her big Real Housewives of Atlanta return.
So when they reached out to me, I actually voiced these complaints that I heard from other people. And they were literally on the same page. Like, we, you know, my thing was, we need to take this back to what it originated.
We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp, and welcome to another big week of Getting Real with the Housewives, Mandy.
Hey, Christina. I feel like we're just the Jersey show now.
I am totally fine with that.
Jersey. Me too. It's so good this season. As I said, I'm a complete Jersey convert.
Oh my God, that reunion. We have so much to talk to about that. But before we get into it and the news of the week, what did everybody have to say about last week's show?
All right. So Lori R. said, Joe knows he can't say no. Teresa would never talk to him again. She will do whatever she wants anyway. She isn't going to listen to anyone. Gia couldn't even stop her.
I feel like that's true. I mean, I don't think anybody can get through to Teresa, no matter what anybody says. It's kind of her way or no way.
I feel like if anyone's going to get through to her, it's going to be her brother. And if he can't even do it, then
there's no hope. This is interesting. So Antonia S says, Jackie has grown on me this past season, so I'm sad to hear a rumor that she may not be back next season. So yeah, so there's this rumor floating around. We cannot confirm, deny, have no idea that Jackie would be demoted to a friend of role and that they're looking to bring on a few other ladies. I agree with Antonia. I like Jackie this season.
I would not stop by this.
Yeah, I do not want to see her demoted.
I really liked her this season too. I've always liked Jackie, but I especially liked her this season. And I also don't think they really need new housewives in the mix. Like, this group is solid.
This group is like one of the best housewives groups of all time. And like we say it time and time again, it has to be a friend group. I don't know if these new girls would be friends. And then there was also a rumor that Tracy would not back too, which I'm not mad about.
I'm not mad about it, but I didn't hate her.
Right.
I would have given her another season.
I agree. And you have the Tiki Barber factor too, which I found fascinating since I couldn't figure out why he was there. But this is a good group. Why mess with something that works?
Right. Very strange. Yeah. Let us know in the comments what you guys think. Do you want to see Jackie back? Do you want to see Tracy back? Do you want to see new housewives in the mix next season? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. All right. Well, let's get into the housewives news of the week. Mandy, where are we starting?
Kathy Hilton, which I love a good Kathy Hilton story. She revealed where she stands with sister Kyle Richards after filming season 12 of Beverly Hills Housewives, which premieres super soon next week, May 11th. Yay. She told E! News, you know, we're sisters and we all enjoy each other when we're together. I don't want to give away the storyline. I should have never said anything to anyone about my sister Kyle or anyone. In the trailer, Kathy was confronted by Kyle and Lisa Rinna after she appears to have said some things about Kyle. As for where she stands with Lisa, she said, yeah, we're friendly and I should not have said anything. So she's not giving much away. Typical Kathy Hilton. Mm-hmm. I agree. They're sisters at the end of the day. They're going to get through this. But I can't wait to hear what was said.
I cannot wait to, because we really didn't see Kathy in that much drama last season. She was kind of like a comic relief at some point. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see her kind of get in the mix a little bit more.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm excited for her to get involved in drama.
Me too. All right. Well, speaking of drama, NeNe Leakes claims Bravo executives blacklisted and silenced her for speaking up against the network. So TMZ recently asked NeNe why she filed her discrimination lawsuit. And she said she was actually thinking about doing this for years. She said, I was constantly being retaliated against, being blacklisted, not able to work, being silenced. And so, you know, it was difficult to do. Now she actually shut down the rumors that she filed because she did not get her own spin-off. She even said that she turned down spinoffs in the past. And she later took to Twitter to write blacklisted for telling the truth and not wanting to be abused anymore receipts. So the Hollywood Reporter revealed that the legal documents state that NBC, Bravo, and True foster a corporate and workplace culture in which racially insensitive and inappropriate behavior is tolerated, if not encouraged. Now, her lawsuit also accused former co-star Kim Zolciak of racist remarks that went unaddressed. This is just messy.
Yeah, she's not. This is not going away anytime soon, I don't think. This isn't one of those little, like, tiny little news stories. I think this is going to be big.
It is going to be big. And it's interesting on so many levels, because I remember just a few months ago, she said that she would come back to Housewives if she was asked. And now, you know, something changed. And she said she's been thinking about this for years. So I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to more Jersey news. Former Ronje star Caroline Manzo took a trip down memory lane and opened up about Teresa's infamous table flip and said it really changed Housewives history. I agree.
I do, yeah.
she told People, that moment gave anybody else coming after us license to go all out. I think it became the benchmark. What could my table flip be? Mm-hmm. As for her advice for the current cast, she said, just be yourself. Your table flip will come. I mean, I love Karen. I can't stand Caroline Manzo, but I love her. You know, it's one of those. Yeah. But I agree. That was kind of, it set the benchmark for Housewives. Was there anything else I could compare to that?
I really can't think of anything that really comes.
I mean, the ponytail pull. Yes. That was pretty bad. Marge and I think it was Danielle, right?
Right. Yep. Marge and Danielle. I'm trying to think of like other seasons where there's something that like was that. No, I mean,
I feel like there's definitely been people who have tried, like when Leah threw the ravioli at Ramona, like that didn't compare.
No, it didn't compare. It really didn't. But it's so true. I feel like some housewives want that moment, that table flip moment and kind of look for it. And they're just never going to match it. I mean, that was just in the moment, Teresa, because she was like really fighting with a friend.
I will say Denise Richards' Bravo moment was pretty good.
Bravo. I am not doing this, you guys.
It wasn't like physical, but it was as iconic, I'd say.
Totally. I feel like Beverly Hills has had some pretty interesting fights. I can't remember where they were. I know it was a cast trip where glasses were thrown. Was it Kim and Lisa? Kim Richards?
Oh, yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. That was Kim Richards and Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
And the bunny moment,
yes.
Okay, there's some good ones. And I feel like Bethany Frankel has to have some.
She has to have
Mention
some.
It
oh,
all.
Oh, when the leg came off, what was the house? The
oh, New York House Park.
Yes, that was a big moment. There's so many.
And Fairy Island with Kelly Dunsimone to go way back.
Yes. Please let us know in the comments what is the equivalent to the table flip moment for other housewives. I love it. All right. Well,
they're equal, but they're definitely close to.
Definitely. All right. Well, let's continue talking about New Jersey and get into our Housewives Rewind, starting with the Jersey reunion. Wow. Like this is the, I mean, this is only the first, usually we kind of lead up to the drama in the third episode, but no, this is going to be straight crazy from now until the end.
Yeah. I thought I was watching part three. I'm like, how is this 10 minutes into part one? I already had to like rewind and be like, wait, what?
Yes. So let's start with Jennifer.
So much happened.
So Jennifer and Dolores, we didn't really see the two of them kind of go at it this season. So I was surprised that they are really on the outs because they were pretty good friends.
Yeah, I was surprised. I felt like a lot of them are anti-Jennifer again.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess it shouldn't be surprising, but I felt like we didn't see it so much during the season, like you were saying. So definitely some stuff has happened in between taping and the reunion where they all, except for Teresa, hate Jennifer.
Right. Yeah. No, it's definitely something happened, but because we thought that Jennifer was actually like kind of drunk, besides the affair things, they got over that quickly and she was kind of on good terms with everybody, but no, that changed. Because I think that she just has Teresa's back with everything.
I think that bothers them. Yeah. It's kind of strange.
Yeah. And then Teresa not inviting Dolores to her engagement party because she doesn't have a boyfriend.
That's just insanity to me. I mean, I look back at my own wedding and like, I remember there was a couple people who like were super single and I didn't invite them with a plus one.
Yes.
Because I was like, well, they're just going to bring a random to my wedding. But I didn't not invite them.
No. And they've been friends since like high school. Like this friendship goes way back. And I mean, Dolores handled it like super classy. Like I don't care as long as Teresa's happy. But if that was me, I'd be pissed.
I would be too. That's not right.
No, it's not right at all. Like, no. I just don't understand Teresa's thinking in all of this, this thought process that like you have to be going out on double dates with her and Louis to score an invite or to even sit at her table at the engagement party?
Crazy that like with her second wedding at this point in her life, there's even like she can afford to invite whoever the heck she wants.
Yeah.
Why is this even a question? Just invite everyone.
Yeah. It's like such like high school drama.
It is.
And then the prenup of it all, how she still is not sure that she wants a prenup.
Oh, she's nuts. And I'm sorry, it is our business, Teresa. Yes. We've invested 12 years of our lives into yours.
Yeah, like give, like be smart, be smart, yeah. Be smart. We need you to be smart about this. And then
I need a copy of the prenup.
Yes. And then finally, we have a, you know, we know who is in the bridal party now.
Yes.
So it is Teresa's daughters and Teresa's future sister-in-laws. Like, yes, Melissa has every right to be upset about this. And she made such a good argument. She's like, I have been here with you for 20 plus years. I've been here with you throughout your parents dying. I took care of your kids while you were in jail. Like, we have a history. We may not be close, but we still have a history.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. I think that we saw, again, this was something I was expecting to be in part three of the reunion. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe that they're already having it out with Melissa and Joe and Teresa and about the wedding. Clearly there's some bad blood there.
Yeah. They're really bad blood. They do not get along. Teresa's still mad that she was pregnant at Melissa and Joe's wedding.
She went way back. Like she kept throwing it back to like season two or something.
Yeah. Like what is all the old about? Housewives were brought up and Andy joked that he was going to bring Jackie out.
Jackie. Like, hoping. I would love to see Jackie.
Oh my God, I would love it. But like, she's still just harping so much on the past. You just can't let things go. And then like Joe, I mean, I understand why Joe got up and left because he's just so frustrated at this point. It's like nothing
he's
that
so
he's
frustrated,
says.
But he's so putting it on for cameras too.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
I mean, he is like a master camera manipulator. Mm-hmm. he knows exactly what they want. Mm-hmm. He knew when to say, I'm quitting, even though he knows he's not quitting.
He's not quitting. He's not going anywhere.
But it's hysterical. I'm here for it.
I don't know. Like, I think Melissa said in an interview, I think it was like with Extra, she's like, we're not close. We're not like, you know, we're just not, we're never going to be best friends. And I mean, that's kind of what Teresa said, that she wants best friends in her wedding, but she's only, you know, just having people that she's only known for a year plus, but I don't know.
Have your daughters like we've in the past.
Totally. All right. Well, before we get into Atlanta rundown, we actually talked to Teresa recently about where she stands with Joe and Melissa after he walked off the reunion. Take a look. Are things good with you, Joe and Melissa at this point?
Yes. Listen, I don't want to fight with him on TV. And like what he said, that hurts my feelings. Like, yeah, he said, I didn't even know he said, like, what'd he say? He said, act like a sister and you could call me a moron. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just so, I didn't know he said that until now that I'm seeing the trailer. It's just very sad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I know my parents wouldn't like for him to be saying that. I don't know how he would like it if if Gino and Joey would say that to Antonia. Like, that's just something you don't say. You know, but it's okay. I don't care. I'll take all the bullets you want. Mm-hmm. You know, all the bullets that he, you know, wants to say, I'll take it. I don't even care. That's the thing though. When you're on a TV show and you're asked a question, you know, I answered it. Mm-hmm. And like, sometimes he doesn't like what I have to say. Just like, I don't like that him and Melissa are buddy buddy with Margaret and Joseph that are blasting my boyfriend. You know, like I wanted my brother and Melissa to set them straight all season long, like, you know, and they didn't because that's their friends. So it's like, okay. So going forward, like even Melissa texted me, just don't get mad at me, whatever Margaret says about you, or don't get mad at, Melissa texted me after the reunion. She's like, just don't get mad at me about Margaret. I won't get mad at you about Jennifer. I'm like, no problem.
All right. Time to break down the premiere episode. Atlanta is back. Better than ever. What do you think?
I thought it was good. I mean, we kind of set up, you know, Sheree is back. She took a little break after a few seasons. We're going to talk to her in just a little bit. So it was nice to see her kind of get back in the mix. Marlo finally got her peach. So she is officially an Atlanta housewife. And this, you know, this episode kind of centered around her having this big event about her company and people really don't know how she gets her money.
Yeah.
Kenya threw a little shade that she rented out a ballroom with no ball. It was kind of like all over the place, but you know, it's good to see these ladies back. And it's nice. I mean, I reiterate this every single week that like, it's a nice that it's a core group of friends and that I think that we're going to get some like real drama in here. Cause there was a lot of disconnect last season. And then, you know, we see Drew and her husband. So last season there was some drama between the two of them. And now he was caught texting his assistant.
Yeah, I couldn't get over this myself, but yeah, you talked to her about this, right?
We did. We talked to her about it. But yeah, like if my husband was texting my his assistant about getting a massage, it would not go over too well.
No, I would not be okay with this. No. Let's hear what he had to say about it.
How difficult was that for you to kind of talk about, and how hard is it going to be for you to relive that?
Oh God, it's always so hard to relive it. You know, for us, we've gone through counseling and we're still in counseling. Well, we've been in counseling our whole marriage, so that's nothing new. But, you know, we just, as we grow each year, we learn new things about each other. And what you guys are seeing is really just our marriage. Like people that know us know, like one day you're good, one day you're not. Marriage is not, you know, easy. It's not a walk in the park, but we've made a decision to stay committed. You know, we're not willing to give up that easy, and we're pushing through, and it's not always nice. It's not always easy. And you guys just kind of have a front row to that. I sometimes hate that it's all out there, but anybody that knows my husband is like, he does not put on for the camera. Mm-hmm. However we're feeling on that day, that's just what you see. And during that time, we were going through a situation with an assistant, and it was good for me to be able to share with my girls. Cause I feel like when you're going through it by yourself, you're like, okay, is it just me? Am I crazy? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm tripping. And I think talking to Sonia and Candy, even in that moment, it allowed me to say, you know, you're not crazy. He's tripping. And now we're going to talk to him about it because he walked in. So it gave an opportunity for Ralph to hear just not my voice, but to know like, maybe this is something we need to, you know, dig into and figure out why this is happening.
Right. You know? So, and then like you ended up moving to Chicago for a little bit, right, with the kids. And then was divorce kind of on the table, or is it something that you always really wanted to work through?
It always feels like we're almost about to get divorced. Like at that time I left because I was like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to deal with this. And I don't think my kids need to be dealing with us arguing. And so, yeah, I went home and I was there and it was amazing. And I got to be around my family, and Ralph came to Chicago. We were actually at the circus, and he showed up at the circus. I think he called one of my sisters and showed up at the circus. Was like, okay, this has been too long. You're tripping. I need my family back. Yeah. You know? So it is really truly the essence of who we are. Like, it sometimes it's me and sometimes it's him. That's like, we're not going to give up. We need to come back home, regroup, and figure out what we're going to do moving forward. And that's the journey we're on, honestly, every day.
After like everything with Tampa and the assistant, do you trust him?
I do. I honestly, like in my heart, I trust my husband because I also know the other side of him growing up in a single family household, him also losing his father. I grew up in a two family household. My mother's a pastor, my father's a pediatrician, and the love I received was different. You know, my environment I grew up in were different. And a lot of times, as we saw even the last season with our counselor Love, when she said, well, he used to run away from home when he was younger, like, that was a real moment for me because I was like, wow, so it wasn't me. This is his mechanism of how he deals with that trigger. And so things like that really helped me to be more, I guess, forgiving and more sensitive to the fact that we're both on a journey of like growth. And so when we go to a deeper level to understand certain things, we just try to work through it. You know, we're not willing just to throw in our marriage. We've got three beautiful children. But every day is not perfect. You know, marriage is hard. It's a roller coaster. And I think I'm just willing to show that, you know.
Well, I guess she's a better woman than I am.
Yeah, no, she is committed to making this relationship work. She said we're going to see some different sides of Ralph this season. So we'll have to see. But like I said, we also spoke to Sheree, who decided to make her big return after taking a 4-year hiatus. Here is why she came back. So why was this the perfect time to return?
It was the perfect time because I was just in a good headspace.
Yeah.
You know, when I got the call, one of the things that was really important to me is, okay, so first of all, when I'm not on the show, I don't watch the show. Right. However, I'm surrounded by people who still, you know, are very committed to the show. And that's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But over the years I've heard, you know, I hear all the complaints where they say, oh, it's, you know, not as classy, or, you know, it's too much drama. The girls aren't friends. You can tell they're not friends. And these are the complaints that I would hear. So when they reached out to me, I actually voiced these complaints that I heard from other people, and they were literally on the same page. Like, we, you know, my thing was, we need to take this back to what it originated. We were a group of girls. We really didn't know what we were doing, but of course we came together. We were friends and we had some drama, like in, you know, any relationship. We had drama, but at the end of the day, we had a mutual respect for each other and we were friends.
Yeah. No, I think that you make such a good point, because I think the best Housewives franchises are the group of women that are actually friends when the cameras are not rolling. So I totally agree with you. And I know that you said when you originally left that the show was not going into the direction that no longer fit your lifestyle. Was that maybe one of the reasons why?
That was one of the reasons why. And I just felt like, you know, it was more focused on drama, but then I had some personal things going on in my life. And, you know, sometimes I'm okay with stepping back and, you know, just kind of regrouping and, you know, just putting my focus on, you know, what's important to me, my family, you know, my peace of mind. So I'm okay.
Good. Yeah. Well, what are you most looking forward to about this season? And was there a lot of convincing to get you to come back to the show?
No, well, it wasn't a lot of convincing, because after I had that conversation with them and they were really in agreement, they agreed that, you know, these are some of the things that they've heard as well, that the show really needs to get back to, you know, what it was. Mm-hmm. And they were looking for a group of, you know, women who were actually friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that worked perfectly for me.
Definitely good to see her back. And we're going to see, I like her too. And we're going to see what happens with her and Tyrone. He is out of prison. They're making long distance work, but it's going to get messy.
Yeah. Atlanta will not be boring this season.
No, definitely not. All right. Well, let's get into our social spotlight of the week, which we discussed, which Housewife caught our attention on social media.
All right. Well, I love yours. Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Yes. So mine is Lisa Rinna. Always, you know, making us gasp. So she posted this picture, a very naked photo of her.
Very naked.
Very naked. So
I'm surprised it fell up that Instagram didn't take it down.
I know. So she was responding to former supermodel Paulina Poroskova. She posted a picture of herself in a bikini. Somebody called her ugly and old. I mean, if I looked like that in my 50s, please, thank you. Please, I would love to. So Lisa posted this photo and she said, "At Paulina posed in a tiny bikini. They called her old and ugly. I am 1 year older than Paulina. Here's my old and ugly." I mean, look at that. She is flawless.
58.
It's insane.
I can't believe it. I actually can't believe it.
I feel like she looks better every single year.
As soon as I have this baby, I'm hanging this photo up on my fridge because I'm going to look like Lisa Rinna too.
I love it. I love it. Oh, I love this one so much.
All right. Well, what about you? Mine goes to Andy Cohen. He had another baby, which of course is kind of old news now, but I feel like we have to talk about it. He posted this photo of her going to a picnic. Her name is Lucy, which I think is adorable. And he's also posted a few photos of Lucy with Ben. So cute. So happy for them. And so I just think it's the sweetest thing.
I love it so much. It was definitely some surprise news. All the Housewives were going crazy and, you know, good for Lucy, good for Ben and good for Andy. Yeah. I love it so much.
I love them.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. If you want to listen to our full interview with Drew Sidora, make sure you listen to our Housewives podcast. Keep commenting, keep subscribing, and we will see you guys next week.